Is
We've been trying to call you since 7:20.
No.
Yes.
I've been sitting. What? I've not gotten one missed call.
Well, that's on you.
Unbelievable.
Are you guys going to text me? You're such bullshitters because there's no way. I've got a phone.
We are rolling.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good afternoon or good evening.
Good day.
There you go.
This is Dad So Hard Podcast. Vinny.
Good day to you.
Vinny is on the phone.
Do I sound different?
A little different. Wait, was that a rhetorical question for the listeners?
It might have been, except my children who are sitting next to me said also yes.
Well, Vinny is quarantined. He has pink eye.
I don't know. Don't say it. I don't. It may or may not be pink eye.
Is that why?
I have to go to I'm going to two elementary school events in the next 2 days. So,
oh, good luck to those schools.
I can't officially say I have pink eye, but I am going to urgent care following this podcast to have my eye socket checked out.
That'd be wise.
Nice.
It may be weird. Well, it started 2 days ago. I thought it was congestion in my cheek. For anybody else who maybe is a doctor listening,
congestion in your cheek?
Because my cheek was hurting. You know, like when you get like a sinus infection? And I just thought I had a bruise. And then over the past day and a half, it evolved. And now I'm using warm compresses.
Gotcha.
So, but we'll see. I will do a report from urgent care on our Insta story this morning and let everybody know what happened.
Let's hope it's not contagious.
Yeah. For your kid's sake.
Yeah. But I do think we have a good show lined up. There was we have some breaking news. There's a news article that I want to get to in a moment. I'm also coming off of two big birthday party weekends because in the month of June, my children were born 4 days apart from each other.
Big weekend. June's a big month in the Dunleavy house.
We did. We just had a very successful party for my son, Shane.
Nice.
What I loved about the party, one big observation I made, is that it was a boy-focused party, and there were a lot of dads there. And usually at these parties where you don't have to drive... So Emily is of the age, and we've talked about this, like probably first and second grade, you start to drop off.
As far as dads going, or...?
No, parents going at all.
Like, oh, you drop the kids off and then leave.
You drop the kid off and leave, and you are in parent freedom for 2 hours.
Are parents always invited, like on the invitation?
Under the age... I would say six and under, the assumption is a parent is there and you're providing food for the parent. If the parent wants to eat, there's a pizza chance that the parents will because it's normally pizza. But I think you have to add a respect to them.
I'd say eight and under.
Oh, eight and under? Yeah, I would say eight, yes, but seven, you'll see at seven, you start to have parents at Dropbox and don't stay.
I think it depends what the party is. Like if it's like a bowling alley, I'm not staying. I'm assuming you got it. You're going to have my kids bowl. You know?
Oh, no, 100%. If the party is designed for parents to stay when they're older, then yes. But if most of them are, like, I think it's 7 and 8 especially, you start to do them at location.
But
you're just like...
Your party was at your house, so that's kind of...
We had a big time.
Hit or miss. You don't know what you're going to get by those parents showing up.
Well, because it was five, we assumed everybody was going to stay, but we said to parents if they didn't want them, they could leave. So a couple of parents did drop off, which was totally fine with us. But we did try to do a little bit of a bigger bash, only because Shane has never really had a real birthday party because this is his birthday. Yeah. So close to Emily's.
Five is a big one.
Correct. We've always haloed off of Emily's party. So, like, I think his first real friends-only party was last year. So this year we had a bounce house and a gaming truck, which was a...
Like one of those video game ones, right?
Correct. And I think we did it from 10 to 12:30 on a Sunday out of respect for people's social lives because we didn't want to ruin... I'm not a big fan of the afternoon party because it cuts into the day. Mm. So when you do late and you do early in the morning, people can roll in. They're eating cake, pizza and cake between the hours of 12 and 12:30, which is normal lunchtime. Then they can take their kid and have the rest of the day.
I like that move.
Right? Like some people do, the worst scheduling, and for any of my friends out there, if you're going to do it, don't, is the 1 to 3 o'clock, it's like middle of the day, the 2 to 4, because also what they're eating, they're just not time-sensitive meal. All the parties, it ends with...
Wait, did you just say Wait, what time did you say is not time for a meal? 1 to 3?
1 to 3 or 2 to 4.
I mean, 1 to 3 is pretty much lunchtime.
No, it's not, because you're eating at 2:30, 3 o'clock. You eat at the end of the party.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then 4 o'clock is pre-dinner, and then, like, what do you do when you get home? Do you feed them dinner again, or do they get hungry at 8 o'clock? And also, what do you do the rest of the day? Your morning's screwed up because you can't do anything.
I think no matter what, if you're bringing your kid to a kid's party and you have to stay, your day is screwed up.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
That's
I agree.
A fucked up
so we
day.
Had, we did do a combination of adult drinks, and but a lot of dads, so my point was, yeah. In the world of dads,
get to the point.
My point was that we had a lot of dads and more than moms, and I thought to myself for a second, was that more reflection on it being a boys' party, or was it more of a reflection of my son's friends, like the fathers like me, more than the wives like my wife?
Ooh.
What? That is the question for our listeners, because I legitimately more fathers were there than mothers of the parent.
I think it, I mean, this is no offense, but I think it is a reflection of the latter. And I say wow. So only because...
Bold.
Yeah. Well, I say so only because it's, and I don't think it's that they like you more. I think it's just who you're friends with. Like, so at my kids' parties, although I guess I can't really speak to it because my kids' parties are still kids of our friends. So like,
no, but half, you know, the, but half,
but
oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Friends, yeah.
So
yeah.
If I'm inviting like my friends' kids, my friends will stay, and maybe their wives, maybe not. And if Mary Jean's inviting her friends' kids, the moms stay because they're her
but
friends.
Maybe I had more, but maybe
whereas like we're not.
I invited more of my friends because I had more friends.
Yeah, could be, wife. But like we're we're not at the. So I don't really have a stake in it because we're not at the age yet. Like we're getting there, but we're not necessarily at the age yet of inviting the whole class. And they're the primary attendees of the parties.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because we invited only the boys. We wanted it to be boys only, so we did a boys only
that's
party.
That's sexist. So. Wow. That's problematic in 2019.
I kind of feel like it is, Vin.
It was a very, so, but I do think with the boys, like, because we've done it where sometimes, like, I think if it's a boy party, it's like it's a time for you can say to the dad, "Listen, it's your son's party. You go because it's probably for like guys." Although it's not really, it's a stereotype.
Like, we're going to be getting strippers and little kid strippers.
Yeah, we had clown dancers.
Jesus, right. Clowns and thongs.
They took up the red nose and they started pulling scarves.
Shit got
out
wild.
Vinny, I feel like it's Halloween. I feel like it's Halloween like every day in your household.
The things that go on in this house are crazy.
Shane is wearing a different superhero costume, like
every other day. It's insane.
Every day, Shane is another superhero.
He's got the whole
heavy rotation.
He's got everything. He's at the Rolodex of the Avengers costumes, and he has a closet just of costumes, I'd imagine.
No, okay. He is addicted. I actually like some people. Well, interesting. Somebody made a comment to me that they thought it was nice that my son wanted to dress up in costumes because their son did not.
Really?
And I was like. I didn't really know. Like, I guess, is it a positive that a child wants to go?
Totally.
To
I used to always when I was a kid.
Yeah, 100%.
It shows imagination, imaginative play.
Oh,
that's what you want.
Right. So I'll take that as an edge. The only difference is
you're buying all these costumes. I remember when I was a kid, it was like you're running around with like a wooden spoon as a sword. You're tying bed sheets to your neck as the cape. You know, you're wearing, you know, you're throwing like your parents' boots on. But the other thing I want to say was we received the care packages from the birthday party because we couldn't attend, the cookies and the Starbursts.
Oh, did you like? Yeah, so I'd like to tell all of our listeners because this podcast
Breakfast of Champions.
Here, and we have become such good friends, Daniel, Danny, and I. We are like family.
Yes.
That's how close we are. Somehow, for some reason, they unfortunately were not able to attend Shane's birthday party.
Well,
I
couldn't go. Well, there's two reasons why I couldn't go. One, it was my mom's birthday, so I had to celebrate with the mom. Two, it's the worst commute to get from Staten Island to Long Island.
number one.
So a two-hour birthday party turns into a seven-hour day for me.
I would have understood the mother's birthday if there was actually an RSVP.
I RSVP'd on Friday.
And you wrote no?
2 days prior. And I thought there were people from Jersey. We had people from Jersey.
California.
As the Bronx and Westchester.
Depends where you're coming from in Jersey. If you go around, if you go through New York.
Okay.
If you're going through Brooklyn and then the LIE.
I think it represents the level of our friendship. And I think listeners would still be shocked to know that neither of us have ever been to each other's houses.
We live in very difficult places to get to each other.
Like a triangle almost. Yeah, we're completely different.
It's not convenient for us to hang out on the weekends.
Okay, so we'll pick this conversation up another time. Daniel, would you like to explain yourself?
I'm gonna post like a map quest just so you can see.
All right, we'll see the distance between us.
Coming from me, honestly, I don't think I have an excuse for you.
I'll give an excuse for him. He doesn't have kids yet, so he's staying as far away from kids' birthday parties as possible.
Well,
thank you for that.
I did like the fact that he RSVP'd and he appreciated the invite, which I liked. How'd you guys like the cookies, though? Put a picture of it later on.
Very good. Wicked Good Cupcakes, right? That's the Shark Tank one.
Oh, is it?
It was a Shark Tank.
From Boston.
And it was also a shout-out to our friends at TJ Maxx, because at the grand opening of TJ Maxx, they gave out cookies with icing on it, and Shane loved these, and we called them the TJ Maxx cookies.
So I gotta ask you: did you? So they have like I guess other locations. You didn't order them from Boston.
Yeah, you order them. There you go to the internet.
Really?
There's a thing, Danny, called a website.
Is that expensive? Like rather than going to like a local bakery to get that?
Local bakery? There are no local bakeries anymore. It's the world of the internet. Where is there a local baker?
Oh, I have a ton of bakeries that we go to get things like that made.
Because you still live in Staten Island.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we'll never leave. Because we have local bakeries. Our bread is cooked 5 minutes from our home, you know?
Exactly.
Before
we get into some of the breaking news and some other hot topics we wanted to discuss, there is somebody who has been begging me for over a year to be on this podcast, and I think has some, I don't know if she has a statement prepared or if she just wants to be questioned. But Emily, wait, where are you going? You can't just go to school right now. I was just asking questions. You have 1 minute.
Tell them you're late to school because you had to go on a podcast. Fucking awesome.
Today's the lowdown. Emily has a presentation later. What else would you like to say about it? Say hi to all the podcast listeners.
Hi.
Hey, Emily. This is Danny. What's going on?
At all.
What?
I don't sound like Danny.
Well, it's been about a year since I've seen you.
Danny's voice has changed.
Yeah, I hit puberty.
What?
You said you moved to a Spanish company, which can't see you.
I did move. Well, the proper term is Hispanic, but yes, I did.
Very well said.
What's that?
She wants to know why would you leave her?
Well, you know, it's a little thing called I had to make more money. And your dad wasn't willing to give me money.
This podcast is not paying anything.
And we're in the red right now with this podcast, so.
We're losing money. Is there anything else you like to ask Danny or Daniel, or would you like to say about our podcast?
Daniel.
He's the other guy that I clearly talk about on the podcast. You have no idea.
Okay. Oh man,
that's why he didn't come to the party.
I used to be Vinny's number one guy.
What would you like to say about me as a father, Emily? From your perspective.
From the mouth of babes, let's hear it.
Mouth of one of my children. Am I a good dad?
Yes.
Am I a good-looking dad?
That
I like the hottest dad in Port Washington.
Maybe.
You don't want her to answer that. You don't want her to answer that.
No, I don't know.
You'd say he's a good dad. Scale of 1 to 10. What kind of dad is he? Like, how good of a dad is he? Scale of 1 to 10.
10 is the best.
8 or 9.
8 or 9. Nice. There's always room for improvement. I like that answer.
30 times 10.
Sometimes 10.
Okay, sometimes 10.
We're going to tag you on social.
You get more Father's Day stuff than Mother's Day stuff. Miss Idora is making us make like 100 more things for you than
for Father's. Okay. So shout out to the Port Washington school system.
Very nice.
For the dads and the moms, as they should be, Emily.
That's
as
right.
They should.
That's right. We're bigger. We need more love.
Oh, mommy. Okay, we'll tell mommy. Okay, have a good one. Have a good day at school. I'll see you in a little bit from home. Look at that. I'll bring everything. I love the fact that they're making more stuff for the dads and the moms.
Yeah, that was a nice little guest interview.
This podcast.
Surprise interview.
Uh-huh. Oh, I just had her leftover. Well,
come on, don't eat on the podcast, man.
She was eating a waffle with peanut butter, and it's now sitting in front of my face. And like every other like what
you can't
do
wait
there when there's
you can't wait 10 minutes till we're done.
It just instinctually occurred.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I got so lost in our podcast.
All right. Well, so we did birthday. What's next on the docket?
So the breaking news, there was this study out of, I'm going to say Boston because I can't go to my phone right now to look at where it was out of, but I feel like a lot of research studies come out of the city of Boston, but we may
yeah, it's because that's where Harvard is.
That's where Harvard, right?
Could be.
Yeah,
could
idiot.
I mean, there are a lot of smart schools in Boston. So the study, if anybody saw it, I got posted, I think, late last week on the interwebs and was a little bit on the news, but what it did is it tracked women and men in needs of 30 years like by the time they died. And what they discovered was that women, the happiest people in the study were women who never got married and never had children.
Okay.
And followed by the next happiest group were actually men who were married with children. And the least happiest group were, I think, women, who actually were married with children.
Okay.
So what I want to say to that is all you women out there who are not being married and having kids, you're making our wives look bad, and I would like them to be a little sadder. Because I don't want my wife, I don't know maybe it's a statement of the dads are making the wives not happy, but I think we need to...
I think it's just that it's trying to empower single women and let them know that they don't have to have the perfect husband, kids, family to be happy type of
thing. What do you mean? You think the study was designed
yes.
to help women go, don't worry about having kids?
Yes. Because I think more often than not, women get in their heads about like the biological clock. And I have to do this and I have to get married and I have to have kids by X time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's too late and I'm not going to have the happy, perfect white picket fence family. So I think there's a lot of these studies out there that are like, well, no, you don't necessarily have to do that, which is true, which is fine.
I
don't think the study is meant to bash having kids.
No, it totally is, because then it's followed by all these comments about how they're showing these celebrities that are saying it's okay to be a woman without kids,
which is true. But it's just that the human race is going to die off.
Well, then more men need to be getting women pregnant. We need to have we need to have more men saying I want to have babies and get women pregnant.
I mean,
because being a father is on the attack.
I don't.
That is what's happening.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I think you're grasping at straws here.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch because you're just deferring that off of that article, which doesn't even like allude to that point. I don't think.
Birth
rates are at the all time low.
You're being the old man that shouts at clouds right now.
No, there's less dads.
Stop eating.
I'm sorry. I do that on the side of my mouth. Oh, I do that one on the side of my mouth. I didn't think I'd catch it. damn it. No, but the point was, I think less men. There are less. If there's less, if the birth rates are going down,
yeah,
then that means there are less fathers being created every year, which means the role of being a dad and the potential audience for this podcast is decreasing
and that could lead to extinction. So
you're concerned about the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
You're concerned about the podcast.
I like how you tied it back to the podcast. Now it makes a little more sense.
These are realistic trends that we need to be looking at. If the number of dads is decreasing every year, what are we going to do when there's like one father walking around?
Well, then we got to start pitching to...
We'd be a very niche podcast.
Potential dads would be our market, which would be every man. Every man that's at puberty.
And we need to be encouraging every man to go out and become a father. So that is, I think, our secondary audience.
Which is, I think do we not tell guys to have sex every podcast? We don't do that?
Yeah, I think we do.
Unprotected sex, we don't say that? Guys,
before and after...
Guys, if you're not having unprotected sex... And not pulling out, do so.
Yeah.
Greg.
Just poke holes in condoms.
And if your girlfriend or wife is having problems having a baby and they want IVF, you say, I will pay for it.
Well, a lot of companies, I think, are helping out with that, actually. Now getting onto that topic.
You think companies are paying? I don't think that our healthcare benefits are helping people pay for.
Yes, they are. If you prove that you have been trying for like X amount of time and are having difficulties, yes, they are.
Those are really good companies.
And if it's not the company, okay, so maybe it's not the company, but it's the insurance companies that the company is providing for.
I don't know. No,
yes, absolutely.
We could do. Everybody I know who's done it is sending buku bucks.
I know. Yes, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe in the there are. I'm sure there are still some companies, but I do think that this is an area, Danny, that I think.
Insurance
companies cover.
Companies are getting better with maternity and paternity leave. Mm. So I think that is true. Yeah. So like, companies are pro kids, pro having kids, pro families. You know,
soon they're going to have places in your offices,
daycare,
to be able to have what is it called?
Oh, just like bang rooms.
No, you'll have
consummation rooms.
They'll have conjugal visit offices and employees to encourage an increase of U.S. birth
that's
rates.
Like,
we'll start having well, employees
I also,
that
I also before. Think it has to do something with like today's youth. Like, I feel like everyone's like chronically depressed. Everyone's just like addicted to social media and just like the way things are trending. Well, I actually don't blame potential parents from being like, you know what? Like, do I want to bring like a kid like into this
world? Yeah.
Like,
well, I think that was part of the study that millennials are feeling more empowered to not have kids and not feel the pressure of having kids. And the world is a little crazy. But I think you can't be afraid of this. I think that's what this podcast it hopefully inspires people is that it is life. It is like getting fat. Don't be afraid about getting fat. It's not a big deal. You go to the
gym, just change the name of being fat. Call it dad bod.
You think cavemen
were scared about bringing their kids into a world where they were being hunted by wolves and saber-toothed tigers? Sure shit they were, but they did it.
Actually, that is a great point. If you think about when the caveman lived in the world of dinosaurs, who would want to bring a child into the world where you have like a Tyrannosaurus Rex running around?
Yeah.
And yet people still did.
Live on the edge. Same reason why Rick had a baby in a zombie apocalypse, Walking Dead.
So live on the edge. So true.
Life will find a way, in the words of Dr. Ian Malcolm.
What's that from?
Jurassic Park.
Life still goes on.
Is that like Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
That is a great... You're so better... That's a good movie reference.
Yeah.
I'm a terrible movie reference person.
Oh, well, that's a nice little segue into one of our guests coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a big... So, guys, if you have not listened to some of our old episodes, I want everybody to be excited because this summer we have a lot.
Is the summer of Dad here. So Hard?
Is the summer of Dad So Hard? So we have,
which I think was also last summer. So this is Summer of Dad So Hard 2.0.
Part two. Yeah. I will say this: what we are not doing is we are not going to start doing seasons. There are some podcasts out there who now have episodes that are like season one, season.
Oh
two,
no, we don't go season.
No, we're not. This is always on.
We might just change all the numbers of all of our old podcasts so you don't even know which ones you're listening to. Like, this next one coming out is going to be episode 2.
I guess, We may not why even have episodes. I think people get confused. Like, if you are listening to this, feel free to go back and listen.
You know, people
random,
understand how podcasts random. Work. They'll figure it out. So tell us about our guests coming up.
Oh no! So one of our first guests at the end of this month We're in June. We're in the middle of June.
Yes.
So in only a few weeks, I don't even have a. I'm like looking for a calendar in my Facebook.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, we are going to have. If you're not following this Instagram handle on social media, you should be. They are a movie couple, movie and TV couple. They call themselves Flicks and Flicks. I believe the way it is spelled.
I think it's F L I X
E K S A A N D F L I X. Did I get that right?
You'll figure it out when you search it, and we'll confirm when they're on.
But if you're a lover of movies and TV, and you never know what to binge, you want to know what's coming out, super easy Instagram. They always have great photos, links to the latest trailers, and recommendations every weekend on what you should be watching and binging if you have the time. So going into 4th of July weekend and the heavy, heavy holiday movie season, they're going to come on for a special episode, and we're going to get into movies, family viewing, what is right, what may be good for a dad out there to bring one child and multiple children. We're going to see.
Yeah, it's going to be good stuff.
It's going to be good stuff. And then followed by that, there's some breaking news. We are going to have on, after a year of bringing all these dads, we're going to have coming in July, a mother on the podcast,
yep,
who is the wife of a dad who dads hard. And,
wait a second. The mother is a wife of a dad? Well, I guess she could have been a single mom.
The mother is the wife. The mother is the wife. The mom. Yeah, she is married.
It was
to
a joke.
Guy.
Never mind. Fell flat.
Oh,
Went over like a lead balloon.
Well, I can't see you. That's why. We should have done this on FaceTime, although I don't think the audio would have worked.
Audio would have been crap.
Hopefully it's not terrible. It's fine.
We'll figure out a way to Skype.
And then later on in July, there's another dad that's coming on who is a specialist in what he tells me are dad hacks. And these are quick ways to make our lives easier without spending a lot of money, I believe.
Does he have a YouTube channel or an Etsy channel?
Vinny, you could take some notes on that.
And speaking of YouTube, we posted our first episode on YouTube last week. Did you guys put the camera up to record this today?
No, idiot, because we wouldn't hear you. So we would be recording the two of us talking to nobody. Dumbass.
So this episode will not be on video. Oh, yeah, but you guys could at least take some photos of the two of you.
We got pictures, don't worry.
Remember I took that one?
Take a selfie.
Yeah, we'll take a selfie.
I mean, you got to do something. So there's a lot going on. Danny, as we go into the summer, and we talk about what we want to improve on, I want to hear, in terms of your life as a dad, because I think I'm trying to work on my dad bod, but what is your – do you have a dad goal this summer?
You want to hear that now or you want to hear that next week?
No, now. Just tell me now. What's on your – as we wrap up, we're getting to the end of this episode.
Yeah.
But I wanted to –
keep saying, man.
Just about what's coming up.
Okay. So, definitely trying to get in better shape, but I would say more so as a dad – getting home earlier and like engaging more. So like, for example, like being on the couch, watching TV, actually watching what they're watching, ask questions and not be on my phone.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Ask questions. I like that.
Yeah. What are you writing this down?
Maybe in the chat. No, I'm writing it in my brain.
All right.
I'm taking this.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good one, though, right? Engaging.
And we're going to follow up at the end of the summer to see if I actually did these things.
Well, and it's a good way to get credit for participation and engagement because you can just simply ask a question.
Exactly.
A question because you don't have to pay attention. So that's an easy way to get points. Similarly, my tip is I am trying to engage more as well. So what I'm doing is plugging in my phone in a different room so that when I'm with my kids watching TV, I'm not easily distracted by picking it up and using it.
So you're taking what I'm doing and making it better.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying in order to help me actually do what you're doing.
Because you have no willpower.
because willpower is not my strong suit.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to eat healthy, and then you gave me that bag of cookies and Starbursts.
Listen, that's what I do. I have a vision of eating healthy, but I am on a year of not eating healthy.
Yeah, same. Preaching to the choir, bud.
I did work out yesterday for the first time, so I'm going to applaud myself because you have to celebrate.
Yep.
Every guy out there and celebrate all the little wins. And so I worked out for the first time in a week. And
if you're not patting yourself on the back, who is? You know,
I am patting myself on the back.
That I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, you got to. We are not. We have to celebrate everything, and see the positivity.
Got to give ourselves. Got to give ourselves participation trophies every now and then.
I was actually talking to. Did I read this in an article? I either had a conversation with somebody, or I read this on the, internet. Either one could be possible. But it was sort of how women tend to use like more negative, or maybe this is with a coworker. But it was about the idea of using language in more of a positive way, and sometimes women. In particular, tend to be more like negative or and stuff. So yesterday, we turned to our neighbor, and we came home, and they were asking. Our daughter Emily won a piano recital,
okay.
So she came in first place 2 years in a row.
Heads up,
playing the piano at this thing. It's amazing.
That's big.
I didn't know there was blown out of champions at recitals. I thought it was just to go and listen to music. I didn't know someone won those things.
Well, yeah, so this is ironically, they call it a recital, but nobody's allowed to go because it's really a competition.
Gotcha.
Because you drop them off, they go into a room, they play one song, and they leave.
What song did she do?
I don't really know.
Okay. Did she do Vanessa Williams, 1,000 Miles?
Oh, she should have.
I think she did Color of the Wind.
Maybe Hot Cross Buns.
But she did it, and she won 2 years in a row. We're very proud of her. And so our neighbor was asking how she was. We posted it on social media, and they were like, "Oh, we didn't know Emily played piano." And I was like, "Yeah, she's doing a great job. She takes these lessons. It's amazing." And I found myself being more like, "Yeah, it was great. It's kind of funny because she doesn't really like practice at all, but like, whatever it is, it's great." And my wife's approach was more like, "Oh, yeah, it's good. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's just like," and I was like, "Why can't you just take the compliment and be like, oh, it's awesome?" And I think there's more of women tend to more use apology language when they do stuff, and they tend to ask and apologize for success in certain things. And so I'm trying to be
interesting.
My wife. I just say, "No, that's awesome," and move on. Like she last week, she was like, "Oh, is it okay if I go get my nails done?" And I was like, "Why are you asking me to get your nails done? Just go do it. I wouldn't ask you if I go to the bathroom. I just tell you I'm going to the bathroom."
Right.
I mean, she's being polite. She's being respectful of your time. I get it. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but it crosses a line. So what I'm saying is, I don't even know how I got on this topic, but that's the
Neither do our listeners.
Danny, where can people find it if they want to listen?
Well, before that, I can play Lean On Me on the piano. No big deal.
Shit.
But so you can find us on Instagram, Facebook at That's So Hard Podcast, Twitter at That's So Hard Pod. Email us, thatsohardpodcast@gmail.com. Website, wearedadsohard.com. Nailed it without Vinny interrupting me at all. find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. I mean, you're already listening, so whatever. But unsubscribe, subscribe, resubscribe, review us, rate us, do all that stuff. And make your friends listen to us. Oh, and buy t-shirts. We're getting new t-shirts. They're going to be in red and gray, and they're awesome, and we'll post them when we get pictures. I think that's it, right?
I think that's it. If you want to meet us live, I'm going to be at the Port Washington Urgent Care in approximately 20 minutes. So
keep your distance because you might have pink eye.
I'll do autographs. If you want, maybe I'll bring some shirts with me. You can buy a shirt. We may have hats, Danny. Forgot about hats.
Oh, yeah, we might have hats, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. All right. Peace.
We will see you. We're recording on a Wednesday, and hopefully this will be up for the weekend, Daniel.
Yep.
And then we'll be back out of this again next week and all summer.
That's right.
So keep listening.
Peace. Thanks for listening. All right.